I know.
You're listening to the Hellbent Podcast.
With Birdman.
Birdman.
And True Love.
True Love.
Tic Tac.
So disappointing.
And don't forget about Producer Grizzly.
Hell's never been so hot.
What's up, motherfucker? Jesus Christ. Over the last 6 months, or however long it's been, Birdman's turned into a little pussy.
Hi, guys.
Turned into one.
You used to talk a big game and a tough game, but now you're just like, hey.
No, I don't even try.
He spends too much time with his engineer buddies. Hey, guys, let's do some formulas and shit. Let's see how strong this steel is.
Are you sure that meets OSHA regulations?
This steel can go up to 5,000 degrees Celsius.
That's ridiculous.
He gets serious. How dare you?
This podcast is over.
It can't go over to 5,000 degrees Celsius?
I don't fucking know. Well, I'm pretty sure it... I don't know.
Well, if not, then my ex-wife's a fucking liar because she's learning that shit in college right now. Anyway, what's up, guys?
What's up, baby?
Oh, nothing. What's up with you?
Fucking pillows!
Yeah, you guys are going to have to listen to story time because we had a great fucking time with that.
Oh, yes.
Fucking pillows. Pillows, pillows, pillows.
Pillow fucker.
Yeah. Anyway.
You want to come over for a pillow fight? I'll pass.
Is that kind of like one of... I can't even breathe right now.
It's like getting hit with a water balloon.
That doesn't break. It just still has the condensation on the outside, so you still get wet but hurts.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm getting hit with a bag of warm pudding.
Oh, man. It's like one of those... He's like, you want to come over for a pillow fight? He's like, what's that entail? You come over, put all your keys in a bowl, yeah. Mix them around.
You can go. I have an entire set of pillows. You take any one you want, baby.
And the pillowcases are 18,000 count Egyptian cotton. Yeah.
He's like, I test them all out myself.
I don't put these out into a rotation until I've got it tested out and proved.
You into black pillowcases?
you what like the fuck kind of party is this? I quit. I'm going home. Everyone knows I don't like black pillowcases.
You
want
to dip it in the chocolate? True love's from Boston.
It's got to be Irish or nothing. Anyway, welcome to the Hellbent Podcast. It's been a long time. I'm True Love.
Tic Tac.
Birdman.
Breezy.
Hell yeah, we're back, bitches. This is the first one of the new year. It's the first one of half the last year as well.
At least the first one that's arable. Well, let's not rush to conclusions right now.
We still got a whole probably like 58 minutes to go.
Yeah, so we'll ruin it.
We'll see how this goes. Yeah, we'll see how bad we can fuck this shit up. How you guys doing? What's been going on, Tic Tac? Last, I think the last one was like September or October, wasn't it?
It was October.
Yeah. How's your life been since October?
Oh, relaxing.
Why is that, Tic Tac? Could it be because you work so hard at work and then
you've been
go
busy?
Home? You go home and just rest from all your hard work that you do all day, every day?
Rest is pastry forearm.
Yeah, he does.
I was waiting for that joke.
Yeah, he does.
These
they are looking a little less swollen.
Well, that's why...
Your left one's a little less swollen. Your right one looks massive, though.
You know, I'd probably switch it off, but I'd normally finish before I do.
Doesn't even get his pants on.
It's really mostly just his birdie finger on the right. It's just massive. Just bing, bing, bing. It's more like... It's like a flick of the clitoris more than anything, right?
I call it
nature's Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wonder.
That's the reason why when you went to pick us up, you needed Breezy to open your soda for you.
You had a hand down your pants. All right, keep going. How's it been, man?
Oh, not bad. Jobless.
Oh, shit. How the tables have turned. This time last year, I was the one getting
made fun
of.
I'm telling you guys, I'm fucking freaking out because the first year it was like True Love was just going through job after job. Now it seems like Tic Tac
dude, I'm done after this year.
I got bills to pay. I got a future.
I've got to make at least $3 million this year so that I can have something to retire on when I get fired next month.
I got to make my nut, bitches. I don't fuck pillows. That's not how I roll.
Yeah, though, that would be a little bit scary for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, things come around, you know? I've had this job for almost a year. It's like a year and 2 months now. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. So there is hope out there.
I'm
trying to get him a job at my work, but my boss is being slacker right now. So I'm trying. Trying hard.
That's slacker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, he really is.
No, like, I'm looking for more of a, like,
are you about
quality.
To turn him down on the podcast?
I never turn him down.
I never turn a man down.
Get over here.
I got those pretty lips.
Yeah.
You sure got a pretty mouth.
No, like, this week has been, it's been fun. I've been spending more time with my daughter.
Poor girl.
Even she's like, Dad, get the fuck out of the house.
Well, no, that's pretty much kind of what she did. Like, last night she had a little accident, so I helped her with it, and she's like, well, I want to sleep in your guys' bed. I'm like, okay. So I put her on my side.
Oh, shit. She doesn't know about the pillow, does she?
Oh, God.
Sorry, keep listening.
So I
don't use that pillow!
I thought she was going to go towards the middle more, and again, to try to get in bed, and she lays on my side and strong-arms me, and like, she's like,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Doesn't take much to do that, though.
So, like, I felt, you know, I was like, all right, you know, I'll just sleep on the couch.
Yeah, of course.
I haven't seen those pillows for a while.
Hello.
He goes out there.
Hello, friend.
If you remember from a bunch of podcasts ago, I don't know how many, but Tic Tac fucked the couch.
Yeah.
So he goes out to the couch and he instantly gets hard and he instantly gets, you know, reminiscent of old times. And
instantly
and
ejaculates.
I woke up in the same position.
He pops a bottle of wine. And, yeah. You know, things get
turns the pictures around.
A picture of his wife and him on his wedding day turns it around so the couch can't see.
Lights
and then
candles.
And then things start getting hanky. He puts on fucking Boys to Men. I make love to you. I do it right.
You are here too.
And I hold you tight.
You know what's sad is all of us know that song. Like, we could probably, like,
we could harmonize that shit someday. Let's work on that. We'll do that.
Yeah, let's work on that.
Yeah. Let's put a pin on it.
Listeners, count on it. Coming in 2015.
Why are you waiting to know me? Now. I can see Nickelback, dude. They're going on tour with New Kids on the Block. You hear that?
Boys to Men is?
Yeah. And 98 Degrees.
Shit.
I can't wait.
I'm so there.
Yeah, me too.
It's called the Dick Slanging Tour.
This is going to be the first time that I'm actually going to be able to have sex with Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. I'm so stoked.
I'm going to break that fucker.
Of course, he thinks I'm a 19-year-old blonde girl from Pennsylvania.
He thinks you're a Tic Tac?
Exactly. Anyway, so you've been spending time with your daughter and you slept on the couch the other day because she strong-armed you out of the bed.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much my week.
Productive week.
Yeah. I'm going to call Child Protective Services on this bitch because she keeps kicking my ass.
So
how's the job hunt coming? Do you have any prospects? Like, what's going on?
There's one where a guy may open another bakery in Salt Lake, and I'm going to talk to him about helping him run that one.
He's making a lot of dick shit cakes.
It's awesome. The mold is the funnest part.
This is the D going into the V cake. This is for newlyweds.
Look, and we have these little bite-sized ones we call the Tic Tacs.
Good, better, best.
We have cookies instead of like gingerbread men or sperm. It works out, actually.
It's like the evolution of man. You've got a sperm, then you've got like a little tadpole, and then another thing, and then it goes into a Tic Tac.
It's a womp, womp.
So disappointing.
That's the cheapest one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called the Bundt Cake.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. The runt cake. All right. So you're going to maybe run a bakery here? Fictional character actually opens a bakery?
May or may, you know, allegedly.
This fictional character.
Yeah. There's a couple of hotels I really want to work at, so we'll see what happens.
You can work at any hotel anytime you want. You just have to be able to, like, you know, tell the customer the right price.
Well, you just have to be able to show up on time. I just can't get to the rooms with the pillows. And,
yeah, that's just
that's what I mean. You got to tell them how much it's going to be.
That's way too much action for him.
Yeah, it's got to be the right price, the right, you know, situation.
Why are you sweating, Tic Tac?
You look ripped. I'm on a new workout regime. By the way, do you have any water and be hydrated?
It's called the Grand America Hotel.
315 needs new sheets.
I just walk up and down the stairs all day looking for open rooms to fuck pillows
in. Looks like
that would be like a pillow fucker's paradise. Yeah. You just like follow the maid around and like before she closes the door after she cleans it, you just walk in and fuck the pillow, walk out, and follow her to the next one. Dude, that would be amazing for you.
Like in the 80s, like the spy around the corner of the hotel, I'm sneaking on my tiptoes. Numa, numa, numa.
Or even better, on the,
end of the day, you look like a concentration camp. Like, your face is all sunken in. Like,
even better, it would be like on the outside of the hotel when they're on the ledge, like arms spread across, like tiptoeing, like barely going across the ledge into each window, checking to see. It's like Mission Impossible type shit.
I go down on a cable.
You got a grappling hook or something. And if you can't for some reason get to the window, you just hump the window, look out the door. Oh my god. Oh yeah.
He's fucking the cushions by the pool.
Sir, you cannot fuck the cabana pillows, please, sir. Fuck you! Get out of here!
Channel 5 News, the pillow rapist is at it again.
And for some reason, he let us see his face. It just shows a shot on the TV. He's like, yeah.
I have a noose around my neck.
Yeah. And so does the pillow. Again, you got to wait to listen to story time because it's priceless. It is priceless. This is all going to make sense after you listen to story time. I kind of like that we're teasing it because it's fun.
Yeah,
because people are gonna be like, "What the fuck is this story all about?"
Maybe we should release story time first. Just spitballing here.
No, we're doing it after.
Wait, what?
No, we're doing it after because
that would be logical.
This will get people to want to listen to story time to hear the story.
God damn it!
Son of a bitch. And by people, I mean.
This will make the person.
This will make the one person.
This will make mom.
Yeah,
I mean my roommate.
I say, sorry, mom. I said the F word a couple times.
So, Birdman, how was your week?
Yeah, how was it, Birdman?
Dude, it was pretty uneventful. Other than the fact that I'm finally back to running again. I had a stress fracture in my shin. So since the last time we...
Is a stress fracture the same thing as a hairline fracture?
I don't know.
Well, it because stresses when out you when more. You first started saying hair, I was going back to the whole taint hair debacle of 2011 or whatever that was. 2012, when you were running and the sticker from your underwear got all tangled up in your taint.
Do not remind me.
That's what I thought you were going with. You're like, I had a hair-related accident again. I'm like, oh, great. Now what happened?
My taint has taken a beating since I took up running. No, it's just from putting in too many miles last year, I guess. But
man, you are
so I was forward. In a an air cast for 4 weeks. And then now.
What the fuck is an air cast?
It's just like, it looks like a splint, but it has like a straw that you can blow into and blow up these like balloons inside
for added
it.
Support. Don't tell him about it. He's going to come home and
straw,
fuck
you say?
He's going to come over and fuck your air cast, dude.
He's fucking my air cast.
What is that? I broke my dick.
You know what's funny, though?
I broke my dick. I swear I'm not fucking this thing. I broke my dick.
What they use for the air seal in the like in the bladder that's inside the air cast is like, it's like Vaseline almost. So I was just like, So when you said you wanted to fuck my air cast, I was like, hey, I got an orifice for you that you probably use.
There you go.
Finally, you'll fuck something that's wet.
It's pre-lubricated.
Hey, I bring the can of Pam around, you know, that helps a little bit.
That's true. Pam does work pretty good.
Yeah?
Not like the powdered kind where it's like baking, but the actual olive oil kind or the butter kind, that's pretty
good. And it's just for like mimicking purposes or simulation purposes. It's not for the fact that you need help getting into some orifice.
Exactly. That's just for when it's more viscous rubbing. It's like rubbing your hands together when you fuck something. It's just like, that's what it feels. It's not.
It's hard to do.
It's not penetration. It's just
it's not gay.
I like how in depth we're getting into this.
Sorry, it's all at your expense, too, Tic Tac.
Oh, I don't give a
but
shit.
But anyway, so your hairline slash stress fracture.
Yeah,
it's all better now.
It's healed up. So I'm back in it there this week. So
doesn't that make you not want to run anymore, though? Like,
I swear.
What if you do it again? What if your leg breaks in half and you get a compound fracture and you bleed out and die? What are we gonna do then?
Laugh.
That's true.
The podcast will definitely improve.
Then we'll get 4 listeners. Yeah. Instead of 2.5. Yeah. The half being the twin that I ate in the womb. He's still in there.
He's still in there.
Anyway.
Rico. Baby Rico.
My hombre, we.
My hombre.
Mi hermano Rico.
Hi.
Dios mío. He lives in my tummy. Anyway, so besides that, what are you up to?
Other than that, nothing, man. I'm, just too busy working.
What's that?
making that cheddar, bitch.
Gots to have the
cheddar. You know, like catching up on my bills.
You know, paying my shit on
being
time.
Being a quality example for the human race.
Hey, being a contributing part of society.
Yeah. Hey, the wife, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My sugar mama. Right.
She is, man. So is that hard? Like, you better do everything she says right now, right?
I'm pretty much the stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. I remember that was like, man, I was unemployed
that.
For 4 months, and I was like the best fucking house husband you've ever met. I was like, hey, you want fresh bread, Reezy? I got me for you.
She comes home, and you've got fucking, like, pastries that have never even been made before. You just made them up. You're like, this is delicious. You're like, yeah, I know. It's my engineering background.
I'm only in an apron.
Apron comes up to your belly.
He works hard for his money.
before I eat this, go put some pants on, please. I don't want to vomit.
Matter of fact,
look, they're Tic Tac cakes.
But it's a quiche. I made you a quiche. It's cream free.
Cream hash.
Oh, shit. Right on. Well, I mean, that's good. I'm glad your leg's better.
Yeah, it's good.
Back to running and shit.
Back to running.
That's awesome.
Yes. Gonna do the Spartan again this year, so.
Me too,
you're fucking crazy.
You guys should. Oh, yeah. Are you doing the full-on beast?
Yeah. I'm doing that and the Tough Mudder, and they're back-to-back.
Yeah, well, we should.
Tough Mudder's on a Saturday. Spartan's on a Saturday. My Tough Mudder's on a Sunday.
The following Sunday?
The same Sunday.
You're not gonna make it, man.
I know.
We're not gonna make it.
Believe me, I know. You can do it. It may not look like it, but I've been working out hard. I've been running a lot and doing a lot of shit. So.
I'll support you while I'm in bed. You know.
Yeah, I know you will.
Balls deep in my pillow.
I know you will.
Balls deep. Near my pillows.
I'll run my own
with
marathon.
My bitches.
I've actually only signed up for the Spartan so far. So.
Oh, yeah. Spartan's like 13 miles. 30 obstacles. What's the Tough Mudder?
It's like 12 and a half miles.
Ew,
and like
Jesus
20
Christ.
Obstacles. But it's not as... It doesn't seem, from what it looks like, as intense as the Spartan.
It's going to be rough, though. You'll be pretty sore from the previous day,
yeah.
So just take it slow.
I'm just trying to catch up to my little brother. He's 5 years younger than me. He's in, like, the best shape of anybody I've ever seen in my life. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing both. It's going to be awesome. I'm like, yeah, me too, bro. It's totally cool.
There you go.
Yeah. But I've been running a lot. I've been doing
maybe
a lot.
Maybe I'll do it with you.
Sure, let's do it, dude.
Hell
let's
yeah.
be on the
Have
same
fun.
Teams.
Fuck, you're doing it in teams?
Tough Mudder's team.
Spartan's not a team?
No.
No, man. It's all... Wait, so you... Are you doing the whole thing by yourself, or you have a team?
On Tough Mudder, I'm doing it. I would be doing a team.
That's gay.
It's not like a relay. Like, you still do all the obstacles and shit like that. It's just... You just sign up with a bunch of dudes, and it's a discounted rate. Like, you still do everything. It's not like one person does an obstacle.
You do all 13 miles and all...
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But then you have help climbing up the walls.
But you have help no matter what. People just sit there and help you up if you need it anyway.
Not at the Spartan.
Well, no, at the Tough Mudder.
Yeah, I got kicked in the face a couple of times.
They're like, see you in hell.
Right now, I'll commit to the Spartan. We'll do the fucking Spartan. I'll do it with you.
We'll podcast right afterwards.
Yeah. Dude, that would be so rad.
I went and did yard work after the Spartan for like
fucking
6 hours that night.
You're fucking stupid.
And I think that's actually how my stress fracture started, because I severely... sprained my ankle at the Spartan. Wear ankle braces, dude. And when I say braces, I'm talking splints.
Not just tape.
Yeah. Because that shit is so uneven.
Well, you're on rocks and shit, like fucking rolling your ankles.
You can't see where you're running because you're running through grass.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no trail.
Right.
You can't see, so you step in a pothole, you'll break your leg.
Let's do it.
It's crazy.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I will commit to only the Spartan, and then if I'm not too tired, I'll do the Tough Mudder.
All right.
But yeah, I'll do the Spartan with you.
You'll be all right, man. You can do it. Trust me.
No, literally, like, since I think I started running back in, like, I think it was September.
Yeah.
Well, you're slimming down. I didn't want to say anything earlier.
Dude, I am. It's fucking retarded, and I don't know how, because I still eat like shit, but I've been running. Like, walking. And
running's the best way to slim down, I'm telling you, man.
Well, and riding bikes, like, up until it started snowing. I rode my bike every day until it started snowing, and I got to the point where I wouldn't ride.
That wasn't
my
choice.
No, it was for a couple months, because I had a car after a little bit, but, you know... up until it started snowing really bad. Even when it started snowing, I had a car, but I'd still ride my bike into Salt Lake because, you know, the roads weren't too bad or whatever, but I just like how it made me feel. So,
did you have actually a seat on your bike?
No, fuck no.
No, man.
That's how you like
how
it.
How can you penetrate your behind without a seat? with a seat, I should say. But no, so I've been gearing up for it, dude. I want to do it this year. That's like, it's been a good motivation for me to try to keep up. So
that's the best way to like stay motivated to do it is if you have something that's
exactly
pretty rough.
Well, and I've already paid for the Spartan, so I've got to do it now. You know, I've got to be able to do it, and I don't want to go there and run like a mile and be like, okay, I'm done.
That's not your worst worries. If you fall off one of those obstacles, they'll be carting you out. I saw it happen several times.
Yeah, that's
I saw
little,
lots of this.
Yeah, it's a little scary. But I'm excited.
But you'll be fine.
No, trust I'm me. Excited. It'll be fun.
If you see something that looks too crazy, just start doing burpees. Don't even bother with it.
Really?
Yeah. Trust me.
So when you're in your training, just run and do burpees.
Do a lot of burpees.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Is that the way to get around an obstacle or something?
Yeah. If you can't do an
or
obstacle,
you blow
the
referee.
You have to do 30 burpees.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And there's some obstacles that you're like, I'm just going to do the burpees and it's worth it. Trust me.
It's true.
And burpees are horrible. They suck.
I fucking hate burpees, but I can see how that would be better than falling, like, you know, 30 feet off a cliff or something.
Yeah,
or
if you're falling from a rope,
that's
15 feet in the air and fall down backwards. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll I need to read up on this a little bit more. I'm still going to do it, but
yeah,
I didn't know that was...
Train with burpees.
Part just of train with... Yeah. Just run and do burpees. That's all you need to know.
And Kegel exercises.
You can do anything other than that.
I'm doing them right now.
That's
good.
I've maybe
already
do
done
some,
1,000 Kegel exercises since
just do burpees...
Ago.
Run, push-ups, pull-ups. That's it. That's all you need.
Okay.
Spartan.
Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it. All right. Cool.
I say drive a car.
Fuck you. My car's always
breaking.
If you
did
down.
That, you would finish fast.
I always do.
I have two cars in my driveway right now. One doesn't work, and the other one's about not to work, I'm sure, because of my luck. So I'm just going to keep running and all that other shit. So
right on.
Anyway, yeah, cool. Spartan race, dude. Let's do it.
Let's get together and run, man. Yeah, oh yeah, I signed up last year.
Cool.
No big deal.
I like how you guys are talking about running, and all I do is video games.
And fuck pillows.
That too.
It goes hand in hand. He can play video games while he fucks the pillow. Just up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, beat, select, start, baby.
Now, he's so horrible at anything athletic. Like, when he plays a sports video game, he gets injured.
He starts walking around. It's all good. He starts walking around with, like, a cast on and fucking crutches. What happened? Madden kicked my ass, bro.
He was
Madden
sending a text message.
Madden 13 is heavy, bro.
He was playing NBA Jam, and he's like, it's so hard. And I was like, you suck in gaming sports, too. He, like, sprains his wrist shooting a three-pointer on the game.
I suck at all sports, whether it be gaming or not. Right on, man. We'll do the Spartan then. Breezy, how was your last 8 months or however long it's been? 4 months, 5 months? I don't know math. I'm a bartender. You think I need to know measurements and math and shit? I do need to know that, but it's in increments of like quarters.
Two fingers.
Two fingers, for me, two hands.
Cousin, you don't want to stretch it out too much.
Two fingers is too much for Utah, that's for sure. What's up, Breezy? How you doing, baby girl?
Good, just been busy working a lot. Got a promotion.
So yeah, girl, make that money.
That's right.
I'm a boss.
You're take
now.
Care of me, bitches.
I'm a boss.
Yeah.
Atta girl.
I actually have people reporting to me.
At work and at home.
She's a double threat.
Yeah.
So that's lots of fun. Lots of meetings.
So what does that entail? Like you don't.
I approve time cards and give them assignments and happen to get my coffee.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a power move.
I want a banana
this
cognac.
Only, I can tell this
banana
only,
cognac, bitch.
I can tell this only has one sugar. I need two.
Light
get out.
Light and sweet, baby.
You
light
are fired.
Sweet.
You are fired.
You call this coffee, you pour it out.
You
want a new one.
Yeah. You are fired. Fuck you. Get out. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're fucking fired. And then she's like, and now I'm going to go to work, hon. We'll see you later.
I'm late for work. I got to go.
We'll talk about this when I get home. I'll have the write-up on your desk. You need to sign it and turn it in. Anyway, well, that's cool.
Though.
That is good. It's always fun to boss people around and shit.
Yeah.
Get for drunk sure. with power.
I had a new guy start the other day, and I had to tell him what to do, and it was amazing. Even though I always feel bad for it, because I've been a bar back. I've been like, you know, the shit in a bar before, where
right,
not the shit like, man, I'm the shit, like the shit.
No, we
like,
did experience
people,
the
like people
shit, in
shit
a bar.
On me. Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we did experience
the
shit.
Joe's,
yeah, that's
man.
Right. That's right.
Literally, shit came up through the drains.
Yeah,
at
and
Little
it was
Joe's.
Horrible.
And we couldn't get anybody to leave that night.
I know, we're like
racking me, and I'm like, you're standing in feces.
You are.
Fuck it, man.
You're literally like bathing in E. coli and all
yeah.
this other diseases.
Yeah,
and shit.
You have hepatitis right now.
Fuck it.
Exactly.
Fire it.
Staphylococcus.
Exactly.
Staphylococcus.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is
I've got plenty of carcasses.
I've got
much carcass you can.
I've got the biggest staphylococcus you've ever seen.
I got too much carcass. I don't know what to do with it.
It needs a whole staff.
Yeah,
but
there's a staff for my carcass.
I've been at the, like the bottom of the rungs as far as like employees go in bars and stuff. So I always feel bad when we get a new guy and I have to train him. And I'm like, all right, go get me this keg of something or whatever, you
yeah.
know. Because I'm like, oh, I always hated when people would say, hey, we're out
maybe
of
I should
Budweiser.
Stop saying bitch at the end of that
sentence. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so he came the other day and I was training him and stuff, and the whole time I just felt bad. So I don't know how people, do you feel that way at all? Like when you're delegating, do you
no,
feel like
seriously?
Maybe, like
no.
I can bring do this.
This. I'll take this for you.
She has the problem.
She does it. She's ruthless.
It's different at work. No, it's different. I have to recheck everything that they do and make sure it's right.
Oh, okay.
The work that we do is very sensitive.
Sure.
If something is wrong, I mean, that could have serious consequences.
Sure.
And so I have to double check everything that everybody does. And so I have to tell them when stuff is wrong.
Right.
And that's hard. Because
okay.
you don't want to, you know, you have
you don't
want to
be a
break
bitch.
Break it
to yeah.
them
yeah,
gently
yeah.
and say, hey, sorry, I know you spend a lot of time on this, but
you're an idiot.
You
you're like, I realize personally, I realize you suck at your job. You need to realize you suck at your job so you can do it right next time.
Now get me the coffee, bitch.
Yeah. No, that would be rough, though.
It is. It took some getting used to. Like, I'm just used to being the worker bee
mm-hmm.
and just doing my stuff, but now having to look at other people's work and. I mean, it has to be right, so I got to make sure that they do it right. But if
right.
they get it wrong the first time, then I have to figure out a way to gently let them know.
Right.
And
well, and it's hard not, when you're in that kind of a position, it's hard not to, like, feel like a dick when you're like, you should know how to do this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's
yeah.
how it was with me and this kid, because since September, whenever I got made bartender at the bar, I've been by myself pretty much every shift, and I have to do everything anyway. So now they give me a bar back, and I have to tell them what to do. But I'm like, I could do this 8 times faster than you.
Yeah, it's less efficient.
I could do it a lot better than you. Then,
yeah.
You know, if I have to, like, walk you holding your hand over to where the straws are to show you where to bring me some straws, even though I say they're in dry storage, go get them and bring them back to me, and you can't find them.
It's
really fucking frustrating, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah. It's hard, because, and then... Like, you tell them how to... You had, like, step-by-step instructions,
mm-hmm.
written instructions, a checklist of how to do it, and they still miss it.
Exactly.
Like, what more can I do to make it any easier?
Right, exactly.
Seriously. But
well,
I have to, like, step back and...
Well, and I don't know if it's the same with you, but I have the same thing for my guys, and it's a totally different situation. Bartending and everything is such a fucking huge difference from what you do and all that, but I have checklists for my bar backs of what they have to do, or what... When I don't have a bar back, what I have to do in the mornings to like get the bar set up correctly and everything like that. And if they don't do it, then I get the heat. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, you got to make sure they do it
right,
or else they're going to come back to you and be like, why wasn't this done correctly? Because
and then you feel like a babysitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens to me. So I understand.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not a boss, but you know, it's the same. It's the same type of deal.
And that
you,
was a bonding
you probably make
moment.
A whole bunch more money than I do.
Aww.
We're all bonding. Fuck you.
True has grown so much.
I know, it's weird, huh?
It is weird.
I'm like responsible and
totally
shit.
Well, let's not go that far.
Easy.
No, I am responsible.
It's all the same.
I'm responsible for getting people drunk every single day.
Yeah.
I pressure people into getting drunk on their lunch breaks at work every day.
True is like Mr. fucking, like, he is Mr. Sociable when he's there. Like, he is
he's
the ultimate
charming
sales
bastard.
Seriously, he is Mr. Charm. Because I went there with a, you know, like a work meeting, and motherfucker charmed the pants off of everybody I was there with. And it was like, damn, I was like, who was he?
Oh, yeah, baby, here's my number. I'm like, I got your number. Here's it again, baby.
Yeah, he was like hitting on my boss, who's like a 60-year-old man. But
hey, he was a cool dude, though. What was his name? Cameron?
No, his name is
Trevor.
I don't even know my boss's name.
Troy.
Troy. It started with a T, didn't it?
Swammy? Swammy? Swammy?
Swanson.
His name
Swanson.
Is,
Swanson.
His name is
Samsonite.
His name is Herb.
Trojan. Was it Trojan? No.
Wasn't it Cameron or something?
Troy,
like
and he's sleeping with your mom.
No, that was one of the people that worked with me.
Oh. I just remembered the name that they called.
That was the reservation.
There. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Cameron. See,
yeah.
I remember shit because
you
I'm
see
trying.
That he knows.
No,
his
but
shit. No, they were like, we got to come back here on a Friday night meeting. I was like, yeah, let's all get fucked up.
Yeah, totally. Well,
when True is off work,
yeah, no shit.
What do you see him when he's off?
What's up with him? You guys are hot. Here, grab that. He's like, you can't touch my ass, dude.
Yeah, he's like,
I don't have any pants on. No, going back to that, though, well, first off, let's finish Breezy, and then I'll go back to the...
You're
going to
tell me about the torturing device you're going to use this weekend on yourself?
Oh, I'm really excited, because we have Amazon Prime, so we get free shipping on Amazon
Prime stuff.
We've been ordering a shit ton of stuff
from Amazon. Nice.
No, seriously, like, I love Amazon, because, like... I'm slowly getting to the point where I don't ever want
to
have any human involvement.
It's because you don't have to.
If I could order groceries off of Amazon,
you can.
Oh, sweet. Because, like, I fucking hate dealing with
it's because
people.
You
other
don't
than
have...
President Company included.
Included. It's because you don't have to look the clerk in the eye when you're buying your double-fisted dildos at the boutique. You can just order it online on Amazon. It's cool.
Nah,
it's free
it's
shipping.
Hard getting that shit online, man. It's never the right size.
It's always too small.
It's never big enough.
That's why I just got the 4-in-1.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, there you go. There you go. And then you just bungee them together. All right.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's got Mandingo, Cuban, white dude, Tic Tac. You can work your way.
They're
up.
Like Russian dolls. You pull one off and it's the other one. You pull off another one.
Tic Tacs is hidden.
Tic Tac. Where's my Tic Tac? Oh, there it is. Wait,
there seems to be a wire hanging out of this thing. That's the Tic Tac.
That looks like a disappointment.
So disappointing. All right, keep going. What did you order on Amazon?
Oh, so sometimes I'm in meetings at work. You know, it's hard to get off work at the time that I want to go work out at the gym. So I decided I got to get up early, go to the gym, work out there, and then get ready at the gym, and then go straight to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't shave your legs at the gym.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, believe me, I've been kicked out of every gym in Salt Lake City because
fascist pigs always judging me.
You can't do it in the sauna either.
Yeah.
Bullshit. And that's when your pores are
tired.
Open.
How many times, Brent?
That's when your pores are wide
Stop
open.
Stop shaving your taint in the sauna.
No, the showers are just awful. So, waxing is expensive and all that. So, I was looking on Amazon. I actually saw a Groupon for one of these. And I decided to check Amazon for price comparison. I got an epilator.
Epilator.
So, it looks like an electric razor,
mm-hmm.
but it has these like 40 tweezer heads that pluck your hairs.
Oh,
you.
Fuck that. No way.
Maybe right before I get off.
I just
jabbed with my pubes.
We don't have hair to pull, guys.
I plucked one eyebrow hair out one time, and I
don't
swore
get me
to God.
Started
I never
on that
shit.
This bitch.
He has the most slightly eyeball.
Fuck you, dude. Mine are worse. Look at mine. Mine are like fucking 8 inches long because I
wax. All of us have the hair of an Armenian. All right.
I waxed my taint. All right. That,
I remember that. That was at a party.
Yeah, that was at a party.
Yeah, you remember the waxing party where we just got drunk and started waxing ourselves?
That was a good time.
Because I remember, like, I waxed my treasure trail, like the top part of my pubes. Ugh. And, like, it fucking came off like a steel wool pad that I slapped Tic Tac across the face.
I do remember.
Why it was still warm, so it stuck to his face.
My ex-wife did, like, a little patch on my back one time because I had this weird patch of hair that used to grow. It doesn't grow anymore for some reason, but it used to.
Probably the cancer.
That's probably it. She waxed it one time and she's like, I'm going to do the rest. I'm like, fuck no, you're not. I'm not touching that
shit.
You go
in the bathroom and cry.
Seriously, dude, it was horrible.
You just look in the mirror. I'm a man. Who's the big man?
I'm a big boy. Yeah.
You're a man.
I'm a big boy, aren't I?
Stop crying.
So, what's it called? An epilator?
It's
what?
An epilator.
Epilator.
Yeah.
All right.
So it looks like just like an electric razor, but it's got these like 40 tweezer heads that pluck your hair out as you go. All right.
Well. When you get it, did
I
you get it already?
It came in the mail today, so I haven't tried
okay,
it yet.
Okay, so next time we do a podcast, listen to me. Listen to me. Next time we do a podcast, I will use the epilator.
We will epilate ourselves. We should buy another one, though, so you're not.
Yeah, yeah. We don't
want gingivitis.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, shit, dude. That was amazing.
Oh man, you can't wash it out or anything. You can't like do anything.
No, you can.
There's
destroy
not
it.
Bleach.
Like four priests come in.
There's not enough bleach in the world.
It's like an exorcism. It's like an exorcism. Domino sanctae pratos.
This razor is cleansed.
All right. Well, maybe one day we'll get a different one and I'll use it just to show, just to see how bad it really is.
That'd be a good idea.
All right, we can figure that out.
What we
I'm
should
gonna
do,
end up spread eagle with.
No, this is what we should do. We should.
That wasn't my hair. That was my sack.
We should put a bunch of body areas like in a hat on pieces of paper, and each one
shit.
Of us draws a section to be epilated.
Okay. I'm down. Shake on it. I'm down. Birdman, right. You down?
They had like a $12 version.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Birdman, you down?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Tic Tac, you down?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll figure this out.
I have a very high pain.
Well, that's why you're not
course.
In this. Yeah, you're a girl. You've been plucking for
we
like 20 years.
We get the Better Life
now.
Band here and make a night of it.
Yeah, hey! For sure. There you go.
The official judges.
There you go. Yep. Yep. Yes. All right. We'll do that next episode, next month.
The gayest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah. We'll do it next episode for sure.
Get in there, Derek. Don't be afraid. It ain't
don't
gonna
be
bite.
Scared. It ain't gonna bite.
He's like, it moved.
It knows you're afraid.
It can smell fear.
I was wearing a watch.
Jones is gonna be pissed. My wedding ring's missing. Oh Jesus. All right.
I found a Cheeto.
Not a cheat.
Well, that's
cool. That's not it.
You're going to have to let us know how that works.
I like torture, so.
All right. Yeah,
shocking.
You'll have to let us know how that works, and then we'll make that happen for a future episode that we'll epilate ourselves in some way or another.
Within the next 2 years.
Oh, God.
At the rate we're going. Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
In True's new place to live.
Let's fucking hope so.
You've gone from jobs to houses.
I know.
You just keep moving.
And cars.
And cars, yeah.
Transportation. I went from foot to bike to car, now to car as of yesterday. Today I'm in one house. I'll be in another. It's all good.
It's all good, David.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone.
I've been good, man. I've just been working a lot, hanging out with my boy. He's a fucking star hockey player now. Just fucking
right on.
Running people in. I went skating with him the other day. Just he didn't have a game last week, and I didn't have to work last Friday, so I was like, let's go skating. So I took him skating. You know, I used to skate, and I used to rollerblade, and I used to be good on my feet. And I'm still all right. I'm still pretty good for an old man. And I was like, this kid's 9. Yeah, he's been playing hockey for a year, but there's no way he can smoke me. So I was like, you know, going around the rink, you know, just getting my chops back and everything. It started going pretty good, and he's like, all right.
let's race. And I'm like, all right, cool. 1, 2, 3, go. And I took off way ahead of him. And I was like, yeah, bitch, you know, this is awesome. I keep going.
I stabbed him in the shin.
I'm like going and I'm like, this is awesome. I'm totally kicking his ass. And then I'm like, from right here, I hear, I'm right behind you. Yeah. And I look down and his head's right here. I'm like, ah! And I'm going as fast as I can. The kid fucking runs into me, pushes me into the fucking boards. I fall down on my ass and he keeps going. I'm like, are you kidding me?
He's just probably got his pop's temper, man.
Oh, he does. He totally does. He broke
that ginger temper, man.
He got called for a penalty a couple weeks ago and fucking slammed his stick on the ground and broke it. Like, just fucking splintered the stick. So he had to go into the penalty box and he didn't have an extra stick. Like, you know, you don't think a peewee or a whatever the squirt they're called.
Right, right.
Squirt. Need a extra stick, so we didn't have one. So he had to borrow one from the other team.
He's like, give me that, bitch. Playing.
Seriously, dude, it was the most insane thing. He did that and I was like, uh-oh.
Wait, they're really called this squirt? Is not
good. Yeah. That's like their age group.
Sorry. Anyways.
That was Tic Tac's nickname in high school.
Yeah. Still is, according to his pillow. But
that's why they shut down Granite High.
But no, so I just...
Biohazard.
So the kid's badass and everything. But yeah, that's all I've really been doing is working and hanging out with him and just trying to find a new place to live. And
living and loving.
Really living and loving. I love my job. I love my...
Love life.
Love life. I do.
Hate you.
It's really good right now. It's really good right now. Being employed is probably the most rewarding thing.
No, I'm just like, I was waiting for that.
You know what, though? I got this fucking problem right now. It's like I got all this money lying around.
Yeah, it's weird, huh? Like, there's a safe in my room right now with at least $700 in cash in it.
I got it.
I just don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The other day, I was like, I've got $600. What am I going to do? I'm gonna go.
I got
buy
$750 in Chuck E. Cheese bonds.
They're only good for that ride where you sit in the thing and it goes around and around and around. Though
I'm not allowed within 1,000 meters of that place.
Yeah.
What do you? 1,000 meters? They
meters.
Meters. They specified meters.
They tried it in America with Canadian rules because you can't go that far.
There's meters. There was that a niner?
Actually, they're from Canada, so that's where they get the metric.
Who, the government?
What, no, the little girl, the little boy that he was trying to follow around Chuck E. Cheese. Around Chuck E. Cheese.
I wanted that.
They're so polite. Canadians are so polite.
His name was Guy.
Canadians are just so polite.
He was going to be your little Pepe.
Pepe Le Pew.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre. Yeah, no, life's been good, man. I've just been hanging out, and then I come home and just sit on my phone and play video games all night.
Video games.
That's all I do. I've conquered every Angry Birds, which is awesome.
And gay.
Totally.
I never got into the Angry
Neither
Birds.
Neither did
thing.
I.
I didn't either until like just recently, like about a month ago. I'm like, I got to the point where if I couldn't pass it with like one or two birds instead of like trying it over and over, I would get pissed and I'd be like, I gotta figure it out. So I'm like getting these like schematics going in my brain, like, okay, if I shoot this bird up this high. And then, whatever, like, it was just horrible. Like, I'm glad I'm done with them. I'm glad I passed them all because it was getting to the point where I was starting to need meetings or something like that. Like, it was bad. And now I'm onto this I just like stupid games on the phone that like, keep my mind occupied. Like, there's this one where you shoot, like, dinosaur eggs at other colors of eggs and shit like that, and it breaks them, and it's stupid.
That's a product of what we grew up on, though. Yeah. If you think about the shit we grew up playing, though, it's, like, most ridiculous shit ever. You like... Think about Double Dragon, which is the baddest game ever.
Hey,
but careful. No. Let's look at this logically.
All right, I do love some Double Dragon.
Tic Tac, put the gun down. Let go of the pillow.
I'll kill you.
But like, what's the premise of that whole fucking game? Revenge. I mean, the dragons, are they cops? They're not cops. Why are they getting fucking arrested for the shit they're doing? I mean, in that game, there is like a reoccurring move where you grab a woman by the hair and kick her in the vagina like 4 times before throwing her over your shoulder.
But look at Bobby Brown and Whitney. Around that time.
Case dismissed. What are you talking about? Bobby Brown and Whitney? What is that?
I'm just defending.
How do you defend that?
And throwing her over a cliff. That, you know.
Look, I'm not putting down Double Dragon at all, but let's look at this. Like, just think about like, what was the whole story behind Double Dragon?
I think
two brothers
One of the brother's girlfriend got kidnapped.
Who were kung fu experts, right? They're both white, though. Okay? One of the guy's girlfriends gets kidnapped. They're like, there's no backstory behind these two guys. Why is their girlfriend getting kidnapped by, of all people, like this fucking insane cartel of ninjas? Like, I mean, the fucking resources that the bad guys had in that game. I mean, they had like 1,000 clones of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone in that game. They had Rockmen. What do they want with that motherfucker's girlfriend?
I don't know.
To piss you off. No, exactly.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Where's my beer? All over there, baby. 420 just walked in. Say hi, everybody.
Hey!
Yeah.
No,
it was ridiculous.
No, I agree with you. Like, and I mean, not even just like the storylines and everything, but a lot of the games looked exactly the same. Like Double Dragon was pretty much the same thing as Renegade. You remember that game?
Battletoads.
Everything was like basically the same premise. Like it was just to like save a girl. Fucking Super Mario Brothers, you had to save a girl.
Hey,
fucking,
how about Master Blaster?
Master Blaster was
Jesus
good
Christ.
Shit.
What the fuck? That game starts out with a kid in his house and his toad gets like irradiated and falls down a hole. So this kid jumps down the hole and there's a fucking tank down there with a like nano suit.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay, game on. And we're just like, yeah, this makes sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is real life. We're doing this shit.
Dude, if I had a dime for every time this happened to me.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the thing though, is like all the games back then had fucking horrible storylines.
Well, like, not just the storylines. It's like the resources that these bad guys have to have. Like, you think about Double Dragon, right? You're always going to a base, and they have 30 bases. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like a fucking Starbucks chain. Like, I don't know. They don't run drugs. They never mention anything. Apparently, all they do is kidnap kung fu experts' girlfriends. Right. That's how they make money, right?
Right.
But, like, you go to their bases, and there's fucking conveyor belts everywhere. Conveyor belt. For what? Like, there wasn't, like, a guy who designed this and was just like, boss, dude, do you understand the overhead costs that are involved with this? I mean,
there was no, like, monetary analyst there.
I was like, you have conveyor belts going 24-7 just, like, leading up to your office? Like,
yeah.
I have to run those motors 24-7 a day, man. Do you realize the cost of that? And he's like, you have spikes that just shoot up. Like, do you know what? You know, like, this is all just...
But it all
it's
makes
crazy.
Sense back in the day.
I'm pretty sure there's hundreds of OSHA violations. I mean,
None of those guys are wearing helmets. They don't have slip resistant shoes.
Yes.
And there's puddles of oil everywhere.
There are tripping hazards all over that game.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm telling you.
For sure. What if you don't jump high enough?
Just one! Inspector would shut them down! Just one! State Inspector would fucking have that guy eaten out of his palm.
It's gonna be some dude with a porn stash and a hard hat and a fucking overcoat with like the fluorescent green fucking vest walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, really? This conveyor belt? That's a more than a 45-degree angle.
They're like,
you realize that no one can stand on that.
You want me to buy a Black Hawk helicopter for transportation? Why am I putting a fucking conveyor belt in it with a door that oscillates open and shut so that there could be this sequence of you trying to stay out? Like, someone lock the fucking door when it shuts! Like, it's over!
And if it's gonna be open, put on a seatbelt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because someone's gonna fall out.
Like, why is there a conveyor belt in a chopper?
That's
There's
true.
No reason.
That's true.
Or Castlevania.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how large that castle really is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that thing's fucking ridiculous.
Well, that's like...
Square footage. I mean,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The heating bill.
The square footage alone.
Off the top of my head, I'm estimating $1,000 per square foot. Like, I mean, that is like a million square feet? I mean,
the square footage
Jesus
alone
Christ.
Is like...
He's a count. He's not fucking like the US of A. I mean, can this guy really afford that?
The square footage alone is like Vatican City.
Like, easily.
Easily.
Shit.
City. Not just the Vatican. Vatican City.
I was thinking more Russia, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
do what
true
you
too.
Want.
That's true too.
Only one of us went to engineering school.
Make me a Tom Collins right now, motherfucker.
What?
Tom Collins, make one. That's right, bitch. Sometimes you don't know shit.
That's when you deep throat a Stein. And that's it.
That's true. Good job, see?
Food industry. No, but that's, it's always this, I mean, that's
the same. How much you get paid an hour to make a ton of coffee?
Depends on the client.
I don't know. I made $300 the other day. Whatever. It's no big deal.
In a day.
What do you make in a day? Oh, I don't know, like $6 million.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's not, it's a big deal. It's hard to tell, really. Right? I just bought the castle.
I mean, I obviously don't front. Yeah, it's not like I fucking front a Double Dragon villain cartel, but, you know, I do all right.
And secretly you do. You've got some fucking band of ninjas that are going to come steal my girlfriend.
So I want more floating platforms that go back and
how
forth.
How do they do that, engineer?
Yes.
Okay, how do they do that? When you, every game, Super Mario, like all those games, they have these platforms that aren't connected to anything, but they go back and forth, and they never fall.
I'll tell you,
of them fall.
They don't.
Like on the later levels, like when you get on them, they do fall, and you have to jump quicker.
I can only assume that there is a cantilever beam on the other side of that thing. But if not, then they're using some sort of magnetic field. And I'm telling you right now, that shit would get shut down in a second. I'm telling you.
So you're saying the cantilever thing that you're talking about is behind like a backdrop.
Just
so,
like a lever.
So the background,
like a lever arm that goes back and forth that's connected to a track.
But you've got
to
be able to see it somehow, but so that's a backdrop.
Right.
Like that's, yeah, it's behind a backdrop.
It would have to be mounted to some sort of wall.
Right.
You know, with the tracking.
So this has all been a lie. The last 33...
I'm telling you right now.
The controls
involved with a base like that, you have one glitch, bam. Double Dragon's getting into your base like that.
So the last, like, at least 28 years of my life have been a lie. Like, none of this shit can really happen, right?
Pretty much.
At least
so, like,
years.
There's a game.
Except, like, Zelda, because you can walk around fields and, like, knife people all day if you really want to.
That's all good.
Yeah,
that's fine. So, like, the game Who Framed Roger Rabbit was just some guy that was getting too strung out on coke walking around town. Have you guys ever played that one?
No.
Awkward.
No, only the gays play that.
I've also never fucked my pillow, so whatever.
You haven't lived, sir.
Dude, judge me if you want, but...
Never says no.
Hey, you know what, though? The night's young. The night is young. I swear to God, the night is young.
Desperate times come...
420, watch your pillow.
Dude, well, the way, if you look at the way things were back then and now, I mean, even so, like, video games nowadays still aren't, like, super-duper realistic. You know,
no,
I mean,
they're not
like,
super-duper realistic.
I mean,
but
they
still
are.
At least they have, like, a real... I mean, no, they're not realistic.
No,
still,
a lot of them
not
are.
That ridiculous.
A lot of them are realistic in the fact that, like, you know, like, the graphics and everything,
right.
You know, like, it's not like the 16-bit whatever it used to be or 8-bit 30 whatever it is. So
like
they
if
are
you're asking me
realistic.
If I think God of War is realistic, I'd say no.
Yes.
But like a lot of them, what you're saying, like...
You haven't lived in this house then, dude.
Bitch!
Seriously. No, but... I mean, at what point does it become like so realistic that... I mean, I've actually heard on a couple times where they've got video games now where it's like an actual virtual like girlfriend. Like... You tell her to do stuff and she'll do it. Like, just like Xbox Live type shit.
You tell her to do something and she'll do it?
Yeah.
I'm on board.
You're like, finally, I want to be in the man role in
my
relationship.
You're talking about Manti Te'o 2013?
Oh my God. Have you heard about that kind of shit?
A little bit.
Oh my God, that guy, I feel bad for him.
I do, I feel bad for him. Like, because he got duped.
He got
sucks.
Super duped.
Like, and I'm like listening to the story. At first, I thought, well, did he fake it? Then he's crazy. But it turns out some asshole duped him or something like
Have
that.
Have you ever seen the TV show or the movie Catfish?
No.
Okay, so Catfish is based on this dude who got
an online
relationship, like from Facebook or something. Met a girl online, had like a 2-year relationship with her, and it turned out to be someone completely different. Like, it wasn't this hot blonde girl, it was a fat chick who was pretending to be this hot blonde girl, putting up posters of this hot blonde girl and everything, and it just turned out to be completely fake.
The only thing I don't understand is, like, 2 years without meeting?
He's like,
seriously, it was all like...
So when does he fuck a pillow in this story?
That's all I want to know.
You don't need a computer.
No sense.
You don't need a computer if you stick with your convictions. If you stick with what you love, and you can buy it at Walmart for $8, that's what you need.
TikTok is a man of principle!
No, but... So, Manti Te'o. You know Manti Te'o. He's a Mormon dude. Polynesian guy who goes to a Catholic school. It's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, he was like a huge recruit out of high school. He was... From Hawaii, I believe, but he was a Mormon, obviously Manti, but
He was going to go to BYU. Everybody thought it was a given he was going to go to BYU, and then he ended up going to Notre Dame. It's like, all right, now you're going to Catholic school. He's a great player, though. He's a fantastic player.
He was in the runnings for the
Heisman. Never been in any trouble. He's always just been a really good player and a good person. So it's like, this came out as a shock. Yeah. It's like,
so he had an online girlfriend, basically, that lived in California.
Mm-hmm.
And she had cancer, so he was really concerned about her and everything, but kept playing and everything. His grandmother died, and she knew that. He still played. Like, 2 days later, it came out that his girlfriend died. Yeah, the same week, this girl died in a car accident after leaving one of her chemotherapy sessions or whatever. So he's all heartbroken and everything, but he still played, and they won.
So it was a huge story.
Yeah, it's a huge story. About
during the Heisman, because he was in the running for the Heisman, obviously, the only defender, and they're just playing it up. Oh, he's got such a great story of perseverance and overcoming these bad things that happened to him. And then they played it up during the because they went to the freaking national championship. They talked about it the whole time.
Yep.
And then what was it, a week after the national championship?
It turns out it's some
Deadspin.com's like, yeah, that bitch never existed. And you're like, what?
Yeah, it turns out it was some fat guy who was
then it was like, okay, so for like a day, it was like Manti Te'o was crazy. He made her up and told everybody all these lies. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? I knew it! And then it came out that some dude that he knows, like a distant, you know, I don't know, friends of the family, just duped him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he found out it was a lie, he faked her. He was like, well, she died.
So, like, that brings up the story, like, you know, they're sexting. So do you do that shit with Facebook?
So you're looking at it from the guy who's duping him. He's like, so now I have to mimic a titty card.
Yeah. Like,
all right, baby, I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah. No, this guy went as far as to like contact her friends and like people that knew her from high school and shit like that, and get pictures from high school,
pictures of another girl.
Right. But he found out who this girl was. And got pictures and videos and stuff from her high school friends saying that he thought that it would cheer up his buddy who went to high school with her that was in a car accident that, you know, needed some cheering up if he saw faces from the past and stuff like that. So he was getting all these videos from these friends saying that it was for another guy that knew this girl, and he kept sending them to Te'o and just over and over. So Te'o thought, you know, this girl's legit. Like, you know, we're going to get married. Like, this is going to be awesome. But then she ended up dying in a car wreck, and so he got fucking duped. Like, it was...
Well, no, they never told... Like, he never knew. He faked... Didn't he fake the car accident?
Because
out he was duped, and then he was like, oh, she just died in a car accident.
No, he found out... Well, he found out that...
Found out in November that she was fake, and so then he created the story that she died in a car accident.
Maybe. Maybe I read it wrong or heard it wrong or whatever, but I heard that someone contacted him and said that she had died in a car wreck like the week that his grandma died. And then he found out later that it was a whole hoax and everything like that. But he just kept it going because he didn't want to admit to his teammates and to everybody that he had been duped. So he just didn't say anything about it. And then it came out. I don't know. I mean, it's all a he said, she said bullshit thing anyway.
It's crazy.
That's hard to get mad
at him, though. Seriously, though.
Moral of the story is you always test drive the cow before.
That's why you fuck pillows.
Yes.
That's why you don't fake no death.
That's why you don't go any less than 1,000 thread count, baby.
Bitch. Well, I mean, like, we've all done stupid shit like that back then. I mean, he's a young guy. I can't judge
back
him.
Then, I didn't.
Like, if I found out I'd get duped, I'd be like, she's dead. She died.
She'd be dead.
She'd be dead. I mean, in high school, like, I had, like, no dates ever. Except for when the girls that I knew had no dates and they were like, hey, take me to see this movie and that. And I'm like, okay, I'll pay for everything.
I'll do it. Back then, online dating and shit like that wasn't invented yet. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like they didn't have all that kind of shit back then. So we had to rely on our own resources, which obviously, by the looks of us now, never had any games. So there was really nothing to go on and stuff. You know, I mean, like there was no scandalous dating back when I was going. You know, like, the most scandalous I ever got was I snuck my girlfriend out of her bedroom window and took her up above the Bee in Bountiful here. And we're making out, and a cop pulled up and fucking busted us both. Took her home. had to call my parents, even though my parents were out of town. You know, I went home and fucking tried to overdose on Tylenol.
You tried to give yourself because you got cotton.
I can't do it.
I love it. Like, I should be all supportive. Like, that's so horrible. But I'm like, you're trying to kill yourself.
No, seriously.
You fucking pussy.
I took like 10, 15 Tylenol or something like that and just laid in my like parents' bed waiting to die.
Like,
and then the next
morning... So what happened? You just shit blood?
I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh, I got football practice. Right? So I just went to football practice.
Well, that didn't... What, that didn't work. You're like lining up for drills. Like, what? How you doing, man? How was your weekend? Tried to kill myself last night. Hike!
That didn't pan out.
The Tylenol lasted for like 2 weeks, so I didn't feel any pain. It was awesome. But no, like, there was no, like, scandals and shit like that back then. Like,
it would have been a lot easier to fake a girlfriend back then, though. Too bad I never thought of it.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah, no,
she's a model.
Like, I guess probably because people would never believe me.
She's a model in Paris.
She's a model in Paris.
It's like that, it's like, if you've seen that, I don't know what the commercial's actually for, but...
What does she model? Vaginas?
All kinds.
All
have
of
you
them.
Ever seen a vagina? Yeah, all of them.
But, have you ever seen one?
No. I've seen all the models. But it's like, I don't know what the commercial's for, but it's this girl who, this guy sees this girl on the street, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm meeting my online boyfriend. He's a model in Paris. He's French. And this dude that looks like Eric, my old guitar player. Like,
yeah, he's a super tall guy. He looks like Eric.
With a fanny pack, walks up. He's like, bonjour. And she's like, isn't he cute? And I'm like, oh my god, it's true. Like, online you can do fucking anything nowadays.
Oh, I know.
Retarded.
Long silence.
You go on his on TikTok's browser history, and it's all IKEA and fucking furniture, like with starred tags.
TikTok's
like,
profile says shut down since episode 137 of To Catch a Predator.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Oh, Chris Hansen!
I see. TikTok's like, I see you on TV. Yes, yes, you have.
No, a couple times. Have someone else.
This is the third time.
Yeah, you were the guy fucking the pillow. No.
This is the third time you've been on this show, Tic Tac.
That pillow has a name.
Is it true that your last pillow hung itself?
Yes.
You're gonna have to be more specific. Which one?
Allegedly.
Which
allegedly.
Pillow? Which pillow? I still haven't questioned my wife about that one. Oh man. Yeah, online dating. Even if I was single, I don't think I could ever try the whole, like, let's go find someone out in the world without, you know, knowing them or seeing them first.
An online dating thing, there's no way.
It's like Cops, you know, when you're really depressed, you watch Cops and feel better about yourself. What I've gathered is, like, the online dating, you feel shitty, you go out with some of these people, and you're like, I really don't have it that bad.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, but that's true. But at the same time, it's like you throw yourself out there.
I don't have a debilitating Calgon addiction.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be way worse.
Always be worse.
Oh, man.
You know, following that statement, there has to be something that's the ultimate worst thing in the world. You know?
Well, for everyone, it's going to be different, for sure.
But can you imagine what that really, that point where you step across the line and be like, that's the worst thing.
The moment where you look in the mirror afterwards and go, I've really crossed some boundaries.
Mine is like when I wear,
like, did you look in the mirror after you fucked a pillow?
Well,
he said,
it's hard.
He's
to,
like, no, I did not.
It's kind of hard
to look at myself in a mirror.
It's kind of hard to look in the mirror when you're wearing those vinyl spandex suits. The eyes aren't really made for, like, the general public.
You're like, I don't have mirrors because I think they steal my soul.
Oh, man.
I didn't do that per se. I don't know, I just
per se.
That.
He just wanted to say per se in a sentence. That's all he really wanted
that,
to do.
That was my goal for tonight, and it's done, so...
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. You gotta get to work now?
Have fun walking, asshole.
You
you can borrow my
That's
car.
Okay. I can pay for a taxi or a limo.
You can borrow my car. It's the one that works is on the left.
You can borrow one of my cars.
The one that runs, unless you want to go home at 30 miles an hour, that's fine. You can take the one on the right. It's cool. a limo. That'd be nice. I want to rent a limo sometime.
You know what? We should do that one night.
We should.
You get, like, what I did for
you one... You and I will split it.
No, yeah. No, I think that'd be fun.
I like
where
this
just
is
like, got a limo.
He can fucking drive.
We got a limo, and we took the six of us out and just fucking cruised the town, bar hopped all night.
That would be fun.
And booze in the limo.
That's what I did for my 21st.
Fucking all the pillows you can see. All the pillows.
You know how they had those stacks at, like, Kmart and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It'll be just me, like, running and slow motion, like, no,
that's
no,
why,
no,
that's
no,
why
no,
we stopped. No. That's why we stopped recording at my place, because of that large beanbag
chair.
Yeah,
exactly. The
like,
sack.
No!
The live sack is going to be done.
I raked the fuck out of it. Just yeah. saying.
Oh, I call that bitch Bertha.
Oh, they know. They've got 12 different little big bags now running around the house because of you.
Yeah. They're all unemployed.
None of them will help out with the bills.
This
kind of goes back to the whole, like, you know, like, when I have to train somebody, I feel bad about it. I feel bad making fun of you for it because I was there, I know, but it's still kind of fun to turn
you,
the tables.
No, you have to turn the tables.
It's still
it's
kind
still
of fun. I still feel bad, you know what I mean?
I think you should hook up with True at that bar, though, man. I think you could do some crazy shit there as far as the cuisine, and then... I'm saying, like, that. I think that's a good opportunity.
I'll talk to my boss again on Monday, but the cooks are basically left to make their own specials every day. So
I mean, fucking if serious? I could think of anybody that could, like, cook the most unhealthy, best-tasting shit on the planet, it's you.
It's because I learned how to do French cuisine. Mm.
French pillow cuisine, oh, oh,
oh, oh.
Suck my balls.
Suck my balls. Oh, man alive. We're an hour and 5 minutes. I think that's been a good show.
That's been a good show.
I had fun.
The listeners are like, let's not jump to conclusions on the good show part.
We'll see you guys
the
in
listener.
We'll see you guys in what, September? Something like that? Is that
October?
Is that about the course that we're on right now?
When I get fired.
It's time to do a show. I'm fired.
Then it's my turn to come in here and
I like meeting. It. It's like, so what's everyone doing? I'll be like, yeah, you know, I'm the head chef at this multi-million-dollar restaurant. Cousin, I'm laid off.
That was the best, was the text message of,
where are you working now, cousin?
I was like, well, 2013 sucks already. Why? Nigga got fired. like, why? Oh, they decided to tell me that it was my fault that whatever went wrong in the kitchen. I'm like, but you're the head chef.
They told me that it was unacceptable that I don't show up when I'm supposed to.
Fuck that.
You know what, Tic Tac, though? I know that motherfucker you worked for, and it's all for the better, man. You got better things ahead of you than that shit.
Oh, I know.
We only roast the ones we love.
Let's open up our own shop, dude. Our own restaurant. The Hellbent Kitchen.
I'm telling you, Tic Tac can fucking cook anything.
That'd be dope.
I'll eat anything, that son of a bitch.
No, he's good.
Cook, so.
He's good.
Except for pork. I fuck up pork a lot.
Well, I've never had pork a pillow like you're a master.
You're definitely not good at porking.
Hey, I'm a good shot, though.
No, you're not.
That's true. Your daughter turned out all right, so you're all right
at
porking.
See? Uh-huh.
As long as he gets close.
Real close.
He's a turkey baster.
Allegedly.
It's more like a funnel system. It's like the silly straws. When you pour it down, it goes...
She actually rolled over onto my pillow is what...
You know. Yeah, that's what it was. She was straddling your pillow for some reason.
It's actually good for your back.
It actually is. It
makes sense now.
Yeah.
I can see her listening to this like, that motherfucker.
Whatever, she's going to listen to this like, typical.
Shocking.
He has to share all of our family secrets. As far as her straddling the pillow and stuff.
No, like, there's still
no,
a
there's
lot.
No family.
There's still, like...
There's not a lot. Well, I guess there is, but most of our shit's all out in the open.
Some of it's just boring, which we really don't talk about. And then there's like funny shit about this that, you know, we gotta say. Like,
it's gotta be said, man. Yeah. It's gotta be said. You know what we should do here is get our other cousin, who is a Rastafarian minister, who looks like a fucking albino leprechaun.
Seriously, you have a Rastafarian minister cousin who looks like an albino leprechaun?
He is albino.
Yeah.
Like, literally albino?
He's like one mutation away from being a full albino. Yeah.
Let's bring him on.
Yeah. For his defense, he is a nice guy.
He is cool. A very nice guy He's high all the time.
Does he talk like a Rastafarian?
Yes.
Really?
He's 3 feet tall.
Shut the fuck up.
Seriously, is he a midget?
He's like...
Alright, okay. Here we go, right now.
5'1".
Next story time. Grandma and Grandpa's funeral. Hosted by the Rastafarian minister.
Not just the funeral. You gotta go into the selling of the house.
No. Yeah, we'll go into all that shit. What do you think?
You gotta do all of it.
Tic Tac, you alright with that?
Alright. Do you think he'd come?
No, we don't want to talk. Yeah, we'll have him come after that.
Oh, you said hosted by, so I didn't know if you were.
No, he hosted the funeral.
Oh,
he's a minister, a Rastafarian minister.
Okay.
He conducted the funeral.
I get it all. Okay,
and then we will have his ass on.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
let's do it. Let's get all Bob Marley up on this shit, dude.
If we can find him.
No, we can find him. I know how.
He's short, but you can probably still find him.
If I bake a cake. If I do a Marcy pancake, he'll show up at any time, any place.
Yeah, as long as it's after 4:20.
Wait, is that April 20th or 4:20 any day?
Both.
Oh, okay, cool. And so let's do it from April 21st on.
Both and neither.
He's a mythical creature. He's a leprechaun.
Walk out of the room.
He's a leprechaun. He's a mythical creature. You can't ever find him. He finds you.
Yes.
Okay. He comes to you when he wants to be known and noticed.
Kind of sounds.
But cool. We'll figure it out. He is the nicest guy you'll ever meet. It's just good glimpse into our family. If you haven't had a good one between the two of us,
I've had a pretty good. I've been to family functions before, so I know. I've met both of your mothers and your father. I've never met your father, but.
Man,
he's all right.
He's still serving a life sentence.
You met his brother, though.
I have met your brother.
Big D, we love you.
We're going to have to talk about Big D next week. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
We
should have Big D on. Okay, next month, we will have Big D on. We got him.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Tell him not to get offended about shit. Tell him not to get mad at shit, but we're going to fucking go crazy.
I got a good question, too. We should get Better Life Band on.
We do. I'll talk to him. I was trying to call him all day today to see if he wanted to come over and hang out, but he never got back to me. Ever. What a dick.
He's on to bigger and better things now.
He is. They're playing with a couple big bands next Tuesday.
Dude, I'm telling you. It sucks it's on a Tuesday. I don't know if I can make it, but imagine how good they're going to sound. Because when we saw them last year, September, how awesome their new shit sounded.
Yeah.
Like,
it's going to be
Can you imagine what it's going to sound like now?
I know.
Yeah, the complex is that where
it's in the venue actually. It's at this
the old club sound. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's on Second Wet.
That's a great place for them, dude. They're gonna
show at the complex too coming up.
They're gonna rock it, man. They're gonna be awesome.
Pretty good, dude. I'm gonna try to get down there at least for their set because I think they're opening the night, so it'll be like
I'm hoping to get there because
let me know. Like, I'll try.
Non-Point's good too. Like, Non-Point, if you want to stay, because I know you don't have to work in the morning.
So is Candlelight, right, dude?
But Non-Point's good, but. To see Better Life Band at that place.
Candlelight Red's really good too. They're both national touring acts. It's a big show for them, so I'm excited for them to play. But yeah, well, I'll get a hold of him. I don't know. I think he changed his number because I called it and it's not his answering machine anymore. It's
shit.
Thank you for calling 801.
All because of the Hellbent podcast.
I know. I don't want to do anything. All right, I'm changing my number to an Arabic number.
Derek, if you're listening, please give us your new number.
Exactly.
Please. Please.
So
okay, at least breezy. Give her breeze.
Yeah, we'll give it. I'll try to get a hold of him for next month. But we'll definitely be back, and hopefully we'll get the big D on here.
That would be cool. I'll talk to him.
Talk to him and tell him we want him on here, not just to make fun of him, but to be part of the crew.
Yeah,
tell him that.
Yeah,
straight from True Love's heart.
Because it'd be fun.
We could also get my other buddy's band on here, Parish Lane.
We do need to get them. They're cool. Yeah, we saw them at the Dog Pound one time. They were badass for sure.
So I grew up with Justin, the lead singer. Yeah, yeah. They're funny as shit too. You guys will laugh your asses off.
Call him. Let's get him on next month. Let's do it. All right. For sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that's been Hellbent for this month. We'll do it next month for sure. We got to be more consistent.
We have more people that we want to bring on.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of my fault too because I was moving and holidays and everything. But we got to do it because I crave this shit and this has been fun. So
yes, it's been great.
For now, I'm True Love.
Tic Tac.
Birdman.
We're saying fucking love, you bitches. We'll see you next time. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing. I just had sex.
So good when I did it with my penis. A girl let me do it, it literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest. Never guess where I just came from, I had sex. If I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great. And I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there, guess what I just did. Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing. I just had sex. Surprised she even wanted me to do it. Doesn't really make sense, but man, screw it. I ain't one to argue with a good thing. She could be my wife, that good. The best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft, nice smelling girl's better. Plus she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater. So this one's dedicated to them. Been a racist. Doesn't matter, had sex. She put a bag on my head. Still can't.